Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kirk Cousins, right? He's one of the biggest free agents that moved. Big headline from Minnesota out of the division. Now he's with the Atlanta Falcons. Saw a story, CBS Sports reporting, that Kirk Cousins was informed by the Minnesota Vikings that they planned to draft a quarterback early, and it was part of why he made the decision to leave Minnesota, among other things, financial. He left Minnesota because they were going to draft a quarterback early. Signs in Atlanta, blindsided. Guess what? Spoiler alert. They drafted a quarterback early. There are people who would say he was deceived. John, your perspective is?
He's signed a four-year, $180 million contract, and he's got, $100 million guaranteed? He's upset because they could have used a resource to improve the team for the here and now, not for the future. They're not going to start Michael Penix ahead of Kirk Cousins. It's not a playing time issue. And I'm guarantee you, for Minnesota, if they were planning on drafting a quarterback high, it was going to affect the contract that they were going to give him. Now all of a sudden he's down in Atlanta. It's where it sounds like it's where he and his family wanted to live. His wife has family down there, and he's going to be well compensated for the job that he's doing. Now, if it means that he doesn't play the fourth year of his contract, I'm not going to sit here and cry about the fact that maybe they didn't tell him they were going to draft a quarterback, and then they did. They gave him $100 million guaranteed and $180 over 4 years. The yeah. One part that he can be upset about is they used the number 8 overall pick for the future versus giving him another receiver, another lineman, somebody on defense, and get him the ball back, something that could help them in the here and now.
Yeah, if someone could deceive me to the tune of $100 million, yeah, I would sign up immediately.
To $100 million of my benefit.
Right, yeah. No, don't extort me out of $100 million. Yeah, guarantee me $100 million and as much as $180 million. Yeah. No, the person I feel bad for in the Atlanta situation really isn't Kirk Cousins, because you're right. Because of what he's getting paid, it's his job to lose. He's going to be the starter, barring injury, for at least two seasons in Atlanta. Secondarily, could they have used the pick to upgrade the team and to his benefit? Yes. The person I actually feel the worst for is Penix. He wasn't deceived. He didn't get a choice. He is one of the more pro-ready quarterbacks in this draft. He is older than all the other guys, him and Bo Nix, and now he's going to have to sit the bench for 2 years.
It's the perfect situation.
No.
It's the absolute perfect situation for him. He gets to and I've always said this, if you're going to be a quarterback in the NFL and a franchise that wants to plan for the future, look what they've done in Green Bay for now three quarterbacks. And who knows if Jordan Love is going to be anything close to Aaron Rodgers or Favre, but all of a sudden now you have an opportunity to sit there and learn. You're not thrown to the wolves. Would everybody like to play? Yes, I want to play. I want to get in there. I want to be able to be the star of the show, but he is going to have one of the best opportunities. I thought Minnesota was the best situation to go into because of the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
The second best, and we had no idea it was going to happen, is Atlanta, because there's no pressure on him to perform in years one and two.
You've been 6 years as a college quarterback, and you're going to, John, if it was 1 year, like if they were doing the Band-Aid, like, okay, Sam Darnold can come in and play the first 6, 8, 10, maybe even 12 games if they need him to, or the whole year as a 1 year Band-Aid in Minnesota. Kirk's not a Band-Aid. You're being drafted where you're going to sit not one, not two. It might be that third season if you're lucky and he's injured and you're...
Then so be it.
Well, but I'm saying that's not ideal. That's who I don't feel bad for. Kirk, he's got a starting job in millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. I feel for Penix, who any other situation would have a better chance to compete for the starting job. There's no competition in Atlanta. He could compete if he was drafted in Minnesota or Denver or, you know, insert team, the Patriots.
Yes, but you're in the I need instant gratification world.
No, this is also,
this is an instant gratification topic, because if you have the opportunity to sit and learn, how many quarterbacks come into the NFL? There's 21, all right? Five quarterbacks drafted in the first round. Four of them are now backups on other teams. There's only one, and he is not performing up to the expectations, Trevor Lawrence, that we thought he would have. This is an opportunity for him to sit, learn, develop. And then when the time is right, he can go in there and take over a team that's probably going to have some success with their their current quarterback and Kirk Cousins.
I would like to play if I was an NFL player. And I think you can relate to that, John. You would want to play.
Absolutely, I want to play. I'm not saying he doesn't want to play. I'm talking about playing the long game, making sure that he is ready for the moment and that he's not thrown in there and people all of a sudden say after year one, Penix can't do it. He can't get it done. Now he gets a chance to learn. He gets a chance to develop, learn the NFL game. It is a completely different game, especially from the quarterback position, than it is in college. And yes, he's older than other quarterbacks, which, again, gives him more time to continue to, I know he hasn't had injuries this year, but continue to strengthen his knees. He's had knee injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that he is ready, both physically, mentally, before he goes in. I think this is an ideal situation for a quarterback. Everybody wants to play, but it's instant gratification and almost certain failure versus I giving myself the best chance for success, long-term success, of being able to develop and learn from a quarterback that has had some of the same situations that he's going to be dealing with.
It's multiple years. That's where you lose me. You could tell me sitting a year, not being forced into action.
How did it work for Aaron Rodgers?
He feels like an outlier, right? Does that feel
like the norm?
How did
it work for Tom Brady? How did it work for Jordan Love?
Okay, starting right away. How did it work for Peyton Manning?
Horrifically.
He made the mistakes, improved on him, and became one of the most gifted quarterbacks, successful quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the NFL. It goes both ways.
Yes, but it's more likely that they will fail than succeed.
In general.
Right.
Regardless
but
if you start
or sit. If I'm looking at it going, I want the best opportunity to be successful long-term. I don't want this just to be a 2 or 3 year, and then I'm relegated to being a backup somewhere else. I want to be able to learn as much as I possibly can, develop as much as I possibly can, so that when the time is right and the team is right, I can take over and have success at that time.
That concludes our Atlanta Falcons radio segment. Yes. Hope everybody enjoyed that. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.